An estimated 2 billion liters of liquid waste, known as waste water, is generated daily in Lagos State, and this large volume of dirty water goes directly untreated into public drains, thereby polluting the environment and creating a fertile ground for disease epidemics. Efforts by the state to manage waste water led to the construction of 4 waste water treatment infrastructures at Alaosa and Ikeja, Okeafa and Isolo, Abeso and Ekpaja, and Ekponre in Surulere. But these facilities, all constructed in the 1980s, have the capacity to serve only 120,000 people, which is considered virtually of no value in a state that now has over 20 million people, based on estimations. In an address, Governor Mbode, who was represented by the Permanent Secretary, Lagos State Minister of Environment, Mr. Biodun Pamboye, said government would provide the enabling environment for stakeholders in the private sector to build wastewater infrastructure across the state.
Global best practices in wastewater management entails the use of modern methods to collect, transport, and treat wastewater to acceptable standards prior to discharge into the environment. These practices are further sustained by partnerships with private sector for financing wastewater treatment infrastructure.
Also in an address, the Commissioner of Environment, Dr. Samuel Adejare, stressed the government's determination towards achieving an environment that is safe, secure and healthy, but observed that a lot still needed to be done to effectively reposition the wastewater sector. His address was read by the General Manager, Lagos State Parks and Gardens, Mrs. Abimbola Jijohu Ogun.
An improper waste management system will lead to the proliferation of diseases and pollution of the environment. It is in this line that we have jointly carried out continuous monitoring of the privately owned wastewater treatment plants and septic tanks throughout the state.
Lagos State recently amended its environmental laws, which, among other things, makes it compulsory for large compounds to install functional wastewater infrastructure. In a presentation, the General Manager, Lagos State Building Control Agency, Nuruddin Shodende, said, beyond checking disease outbreaks, management of wastewater would expand access to potable water by 80% because the treated dirty water would be used for washing cars, cleaning houses, watering the gardens, among other chores, thus conserving pipe-borne water. The summit with theme Wastewater Management in Lagos State, charting a new vision, was organized by the Lagos State Wastewater Management Office in collaboration with an NGO, Save the Children Stop Diarrhea Initiative. Innocent Honor for Radio Nigeria.